That's something in there.
Yes.
That's something in there.
バッグの中に何かあるんですけど、これは、
何 ？Anybody know what these are？
これはわかる。はい。日本語は？
日本語は？
望遠鏡。
It's actually too small for my hand.
双眼鏡です。
Open it more. Open the other.
Okay. So, anybody know what these do？
これ何の効果がありますか？どうするの？何の時に使うの？
far
things. 遠くのものを見るときに使うんです
ね。
近くも使うの？本当は近くも使うの？
It's actually really funny. I asked Asher to give me this this morning.
これ朝日にね、これ来てる時は朝日
だったんですけど。He's walking around our house kind of looking like this.
彼はね、家の中でこれを見ながら歩いてました。
And all of a sudden he was like, oh!
って言い始めたんですね。
What happened? He saw himself in the mirror.
鏡を見て、自分の姿を初めて見たよね。
He was a lot bigger than he did. We got a little scared. That had nothing to do with the message, but it was funny. Now I've used binoculars on many times. I use it sometimes when I used to go watch sports, like football games. It's very far away. When my wife and I went on a safari, we used a bend to see the animals that were far away. Now there are times where God, what you don't realize is God is almost like he has a huge set of binoculars. Now he can be everywhere and he sees everything.
で神様は本当に何でも見れるんですね。
And he sees everything in big sizes.
大きなものにしっかりと私たちのことを見れるんですね。
We can't hide from him.
神様から私たちは隠れることはできないんです。
So even when we do good things, God sees us.
で神様は私たちが良いことをするときも見てくださいますし、でも、
When we do bad things,
we
think no one sees us.
他の人は見てなくても神様は実は私たちのこと。
God still sees us.
見てるずっと私たちのこと。
We always have to remember that when we're at school or we're playing with our friends. When we think that our parents don't see us, and we think that our friends don't see us, God's our big parent and he sees us. So the verse I want you to remember for today is His eyes are on the ways of men and children. He sees their every step. So when is this from Job
34:21.
So this week when you're doing certain things, good and bad, I want you to remember that God sees you. He sees everything that you do. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for these kids. I thank you for the blessing of children. I thank you for the life that they remind us of. I pray that you fill these kids here with wisdom and understanding. That they grow up with a deep knowledge of the fear of the Lord. Help them to learn to hear your voice at a very young age. Help, I pray, Lord God, that they would learn that you're always watching them. And that you give them the ability to never enjoy sin, the pleasures of
it.
That they would always sense and feel your eyes watching
them.
Caring for them. Protecting them. Encouraging them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So you guys go sit with your parents, please.
Thank you.
そう平気ですか？そう平気ですか？
Everybody okay? Are you feel, if you're feeling hot, maybe we could close the doors. The air conditioner is on, so I think if you open the door, it might be hotter. I don't know. Why don't you try? Can we close the doors?
どっちがいいかな？はい、さっきも言いましたけど、先週、週間お休みをいただきました。
I mentioned it a few minutes ago when you were saying your greeting, but last week, Mark and I weren't here.
はい、デーモンさん、キャフィーさん、私と一緒にですね、タイに行くことがありました。
We went with Damon and Kathy to a mission retreat with their with the mission that they belong to.
実は私アジアに行くことはなかったのでちょっといろんな驚きがありました。
I've never been outside of Japan and other Asian countries, so I was surprised in different ways.
一つは近いなってことですね。
One thing was Asian countries are close.
アメリカって太平洋渡るだけで十何時間かかっちゃうんですよ。
If you go to the United States, you have to go across the Pacific Ocean or up over Alaska and it's far.
でもアジアは結構近いな。
But Asian countries are a lot closer.
でも同時にもっといろんな人たちがいることも
At the same time, I realized that there were all sorts of different kinds of people in the world.
ちょっと僕顔が焼けてるんですけど、別に砂浜で横になったわけじゃないですね。
I got a little suntan, but I wasn't really at the beach or anything like that.
カナダ、宣教師の人たちですね、ウォーターポロ、水球をしました。
there was a time that I played water polo with the other missionaries, the men.
2時間ですね。
We played for 2 hours.
僕はカナダ人は結構おとなしいと思ったんですけど、そうでもないんですね。
I thought Canadians were quiet and docile, but that's not true at all.
宣教師は結構優しいと思ったけど、そうでもないんですね。
And I thought that missionaries were nice, but that's not necessarily true.
こんなにワイルドな地球だったの初めてです。
It was the first time that I played.
飛びかかったり、足をつかんだり、水をつけたり。
Water polo. There were no rules. People jumping on each other, grabbing each other.
今日のメッセージのテーマは献身するということです。
The theme of today's message is offering ourselves to God.
献身という言葉はですね、いろんな意味合いがあります。
There are different meanings to the word 献身 in Japanese.
日本語だとですね、献身的に看病する、病人のことを面倒見ることをよく使います。献身的にすると言います。
So, inJapanese, when you're taking care of somebody who's sick, you might say you're dedicated to that person.
献身的っていうのは本当にこう自分のこう犠牲を出してですね、人に使えることは献身ということなんですね。
So it's like sacrificing yourself, and giving, being a human sacrifice to serve somebody else.
自分を犠牲にして力を尽くすことです。
Sacrifice yourself and serve somebody else.
でも教会の中では特にプロテスタントの教会の中で献身はちょっと違う意味合いで使われることがあります。
But especially in a Protestant church, the word 献身 has a different meaning.
特にこれ日本ですね。日本では特に違う、特別ですね。これ日本では特に違う言い方ですね。
It's hard to translate. He's saying 献身 especially has a special meaning in Japanese.
なぜかというとですね、献身というと日本では特に教会では、牧師になるために進学校に行くことが献身なんです。
So this is a special word that means that you're planning to become a pastor. In Japanese, the word 献身 means that. It means that you're committing yourself, you're dedicating yourself to become a pastor.
これはね、日本の教会独特かもしれません。
it might be a special peculiarity of Japanese church language.
でも今日は献身を広い意味で捉えていきたいと思います。
But I want to look at the word 献身, dedicate, in more of a general way, more of a way of dedicate ourselves, not in this specific Japanese way.
本当に私たちが行く場所とは関係なく、
It doesn't have anything to do with going to a seminary, but rather,
また特別な職業とか関係なく、
it doesn't have anything in particular to do with some special job that we're going to be trained for.
教会とは直接関係なくともですね。
It doesn't even have anything necessarily specifically to do with your commitment to the church.
本当に献身は毎日の生活だと思う。
But dedication to God has to do with our everyday life. How we live every single day.
命の使い方だと思う。
It's how we use our life every single day.
成功するとか関係ないんですね。
It doesn't have anything to do with necessarily how we succeed or not, but how we live.
ですから、献身という言葉は特別な人のためでも、
So, although this word kenshin is often used in Japan to become a pastor, rather I'm using it in a more general way for all Christians, how we can live our lives every day.
年齢は関係ありません。
It has nothing to do with age.
ね、何か、職業のの性質も関係ありません。
It has nothing to do with employment or kind of job that you're doing.
でも一人一人が献身することが望まれていると思うんですね。
But every single person should, every single Christian should dedicate our life every day to God.
どうでしょうか。皆さんは献身していますか。
What do you think? Are you dedicating your life to living for God?
最善を尽くしていますか。
Are you doing your absolute best to live for God?
本当に信仰者として立ち上がろうとしていますか。
As a person of faith, are you standing up for God?
今日のテキストは第二トモテの2章の15節です。
Today I want to look at a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and we're going to look at specifically verse 15.
新共同訳でお読みします。
I'm going to read from the one translation.
あなたは適格者と認められて神の前に立つ者、恥じるところのない働きで真理の言葉を正しく伝える者となるように努めなさい。それからニュー
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by Him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth.
日本語と英語は分かる人はですね、何かちょっと訳が違うんじゃないかと思ったりするかもしれませんね。
Perhaps some of you who know both English and Japanese, you might realize, wait a minute, the translation is rather different, isn't it?
まあちょっと後でそれは考えていきたい。
We're going to think about that a bit later.
この手の手への手紙は、パウロが書いたと考えられています。
This letter that was written to Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul.
で、彼が若い弟子の手もてに自分の本当に思いを込めて書いた手紙です。第一手もてと第二手もてがあります。
There are two letters, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, and Paul, as an older apostle, was writing from the bottom of his heart to a disciple of his, Timothy, a younger follower of Christ.
で、これは、まあ、牧会書簡とも呼ばれているところでもあります。
And this is called the pastoral epistle.
でも第一テモテ第二テモテを読み進んでいくと、まあ、いろんなことを気がつくんですけど、本当に何か私自身は、パウルの叫びのような悲痛な叫びのようなものを感じます。
We can learn different things from reading these letters, but when I read these letters, somehow I feel the plea from the bottom of his heart of Paul.
パウルは別に静かな心持ちでこの書簡を書いていないことに気がつきます。
It doesn't seem to me that Paul is writing this letter in a very docile, calm way, but rather.
パウルはこれを牢獄で書いていますし。
But when when Paul wrote his letters, he wasn't writing most of them by his own hand, but rather he was dictating to a scribe.
So in prison.
He was in prison and he was dictating.
それから本当自分の死を間近に感じていたパウロでした。
And he had his own death before him. He knew he was going to die very soon. だから牢
獄につながれ自分の死を感じていたパウロがこう叫ぶように書いてた文章のように感じます。
And you can feel the kind of desperate plea of Paul as he's writing this letter.
この時彼が立ち上げたエフェソの教会は神様から離れていくんですね。
Right around this time, he was going to be leaving the church that he had worked at in Ephesus.
The church he built up, the Ephesian church, was going to leave the faith.
So.He was feeling like the people in the Ephesian church were going to renounce their faith.
で、いろんな異なる教えが入り込んできたりするんですね。
And there's different urgency that you can feel in Paul's letter.
In the different teaching.
So you can also see different teachings that he has in some of his other letters. You see some.Special teachings in the letter.
愛した教会が神様からこう離れていくのを彼は見ました。
He was in prison, but he also realized that the church that he loved was slowly drifting away from God.
そしてこの若いテモテはちょっと気が弱そうなんですね。ちょっとテモテ自身もこう。
And he realized that not only the church itself, but also Timothy, who was helping to lead the church, was also feeling discouraged.
ですからこの手紙はテモテを励まそう。そしてテモテに自分ができないことを託した手紙でもあります。
So this letter is a letter to really encourage Timothy, and it's a letter to plead with Timothy to do what Paul himself could no longer do.
いくつかパウロが書いたところを拾い上げてみますね。
There are different places that Paul wrote that I want to look at.
こんなことあります。正しい良心を捨てて信仰を挫折した。
So we read in 1 Timothy 1:19, by rejecting conscience, he has suffered shipwreck in the faith.
惑わす霊と悪霊どもの教えに心を奪われ、信仰から脱落した。
So he's talking about some people who had been in the church. And he says, renouncing the faith by paying attention to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
みんな私から離れ去った。
All have turned away from me.
この世を愛し私を見捨てた。
In love with this present world, he has deserted me.
教会から、教会が、まあ、人々が教会からこう離れていくんですね。
So the peopleOf the church, we're slowly drifting away from the church.
でも、パウロはここでただ失望するだけではないです。彼は本当にイエス様の中で希望を持ってます。諦めません。
But Paul didn't lose hope. Even though he might have seen this discouraging situation, still he held on to hope and he didn't give up.
本当に生きる神、キリストを本当に見上げて、彼はこう、祈るんですね。
He kept his focus on the living God and he prayed.
そして、弟子のテモテにいくつかのことを求めます。ここにもありますように。
And he writes to Timothy and he asks him to do these things.
信心のために自分を鍛えなさい。
So he says to Timothy, train yourself.In godliness.
あなたに委ねられて良いものを私たちの地に住まる聖霊によって守りなさい。
The grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
キリストイエスにおける恵みによって強くなりなさい。
Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
強くなりなさい。頑張りなさいとテモテにパウロを勧めます。
Be strong, Timothy. Don't give up. Paul is encouraging him in that way.
この時の教会は、まあ、人々は教会から去りますけど、あと問題がありますけど、今私たちの問題は何でしょうか。
This church that existed 2,000 years ago had different problems. But I want to think about, how about the church today? What kind of problems do we face?
日本の教会の問題は?
What are the problems of today's church in Japan?
この水場の問題は?
What are the problems that we as a community at Mizuba face?
私の信仰の問題は何ですか?
What are the problems that I as an individual face in my faith?
今の状況を分かったら、パウロは一体私たちに何を書き示すんでしょうか?
So what is Paul saying to us as a community and to each of us individually this morning?
本当にエペソの教会のように良心を失っていないか?
Have you lost our conscience?
信仰が挫折してないか? The shipwreck of faith.
Have you lost your faith?
何か他のものに惑わされていないか?
Are you being blinded and being pulled away by other things?
その世を愛してないかですね。
Have you started to love the things of this world too much?
日本は厳しいですよね。
Japan is a strict place to live, isn't it?
日本でクリスチャンが簡単だと思う人。
Who thinks that it's easy to be a Christian in Japan?
でもどこの国もね、それは厳しいね。日本だけじゃない。日本か。簡単。はい。ね、でもね、日本だけで本当に信仰を保つことはどこでも厳しいと思いますね。
But actually, if we think about it, any place is a difficult place to be a Christian.
でも日本を考えるときに、やっぱり日本の競争社会を思います。
But if we think about Japan, Japan is such a competitive society, such a competitive culture.
まあ人によりますけど、親は子供が生まれた瞬間に教育のことを考えたりします。
There are parents who, the moment their child is born, they start to think about how should we educate this child, what kind of education
should we give. どの幼稚園に送ろうか。
What kindergarten should we send him or her to?
2歳、3歳でそういうのあるんだよね、なんていう。
Still 2 or 3 years old, but parents are already worried about, oh, we need to send this child to a cram school.
良い幼稚園に入るため、良い中学、高校あるんですよね。
So I need to get him into a good kindergarten so he can go to a good elementary school, so he can go to a good junior high school, and a good high school, and a good college.
ですから、日本では協力、お互いに助け合うということよりも、競争することが自然に私たちの中に入ってきてしまう。
So in Japan, much more than the concept of cooperation,We have the concept of competitiveness.
結構親も熱心です。
And parents raise their children in this way.
プロテクティブですね。過保護でもありますね。で、例えば中学や高校の試験があると親が付き添っていきます。
So when children take a junior high school test or a high school test, the parents go along with them.
でも時には大学院とか就職会社の就職試験にも親が付き添っていくんですね。
So not only that, but there's time for college or even graduate school or even when the children who are now adults are looking for employment, the parents still go along with them.
Japanese parents are good.
日本の両親は良いものですね。
で本当に、まあこの競争社会が私たちの目の前にあるし、私たちはその中に生きていますね。
So we certainly live in this competitive society.
結構ワークホリックですよね。
Japanese,
頑張りますよね。
Japanese work so hard.
で、私たちもその中のに入り込んでいることは事実です。
So it's a fact that we live in those surroundings.
私たちはそれに飲み込まれないようにこう鍛えなくちゃいけない部分もあると思うんですね。
So what do we need to do so that we're not sucked up into that kind of competitiveness?
当然、本当に休む必要もあります。
So one thing certainly is we need to rest.
ですから水場はもう一週間頑張って働いた人がここで休む場所であってほしいと思います。
So we want Mizuba to be a place where certainly people can rest.
でも同時にこの競争社会に巻き込まれないように鍛え合う場所でもある必要があると感じるんです。
But at the same time, we don't want to be a place that we're just surrounded by the busyness of society.
皆さん、鍛えるのが好きですか？鍛えるのが好きですか？train yourself. Discipline とか train とか
鍛えるね。
鍛える、鍛える。
Do you like to train yourself? Do you like discipline?
はい、好きな人。ジムとか好きだよね、結構ね。だから結構ね。あ、嫌いな人。
Anybody?
ですね、僕も今ちょっと嫌いなんですけどね、鍛えるの。
I have to admit that I don't really like training right now.
もうジムに行けとかなんとか言うとね、もうね、ちょっと苦手です。
So these days I don't really like to go to the gym.
でもですね、かつてを鍛えてました。
But there was a time that I really liked it.
サッカー、ラグビー、もう大学までやりました。
I was playing soccer and rugby while I was all the way up to college.
体のサイズも今よりちょっとありました。
So I was much bigger than I am now.
ですからちょっと妻に言われですね、あなた昔あった筋肉どこ行ったの？彼女によく言われます。
I don't say that, so it's hard to translate, but she says
you, say that.
You lost your muscle.
Yeah, I lost my muscle. ね、私は結構こうだった。どうしたの？で、はい。で、本当に私たちは休む必要も当然ありますね。
Certainly we need to rest.
でもこの社会にあって私たちはそこの社会の現実と直面しなくちゃいけないこともあります。
But at the same time, we need to face the reality, the circumstances that we live within.
自分の生活を考えても、ある時はもう人の2倍、3倍働いてた時がありました。
Well, when I was working at the school where I was employed for a long time, I worked two or three times harder than the people around me.
例えばですね、職場には最初に行って最後に出るって決めてました。
So I was determined to get to the school before anybody else arrived and to go home later than anybody else.
一番最初にドアを開けて、一番最後にドアを閉めて。
I unlocked the door every morning and I locked the door every night.
そういう時期がありました。
ですから
教会に行くときも、もないか、一週間働いても体がボロボロになって教会に行って、なんかボロボロのまま座ってた時もありました。
So, when I went to church on Sunday, I was really exhausted.
皆さんにそうしなさいと勧めてません。
I'm not encouraging anybody to live like that, but...
でも私たちは本当にこの競争社会にどうクリスチャンとして向かっていくか、共に考え合う必要があると思います。
But we really need to consider how do we live as a Christian in this competitive society.
もう一回、聖書の箇所、いくつか違う聖書の箇所を見ていきたいと思います。同じ箇所ですけど、同じ箇所ですけれども、新教の訳では、さっき見ましたように、新改訳を読んでいますね。新改訳は、あなたは熟練したもの、すなわち真理の御言葉をまっすぐに解き明かす、恥じることのない働き人として自分を神に捧げるように努めなさい。次に書いてあります。
So, before we read a translation called the New Revised Standard Version, and now I'm going to read from a commentary that really tries to value the Greek text. Be diligent to present yourself before God as one tried and true, an unashamed worker, correctly handling the word of truth.
日本語では適格者とか熟練したものと書かれています。でも英語では one approved とか one tried and true というふうに言います。
So the English and Japanese are quite different as we look at it.
日本人でもね、適格者とか、日本人でも、適格者とか熟練したものってピンとこないかもしれません。英語にすれば適格者は qualified とか eligible で、熟練したのはスキルとかエクスペリエンスというふうになりますね。もともとのギリシャ語の意味はですね、英語で言うとこう、genuine とか tested and true という意味で、まあ、日本語で言えば本物みたいな意味です。
the meaning of this word in the Greek word is really genuine or tested and true.
本物になるということでもあります。パウロは